Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Well, guess where I'm on my way to later today? Cape Town, South Africa. Been there before, one of the most beautiful places on earth. And it's interesting. The last time I went, I took my then 7-year-old daughter and my nanny with me. And it occurred to me that when I had somebody to take care of, I felt safer. What? But it's true. So I decided to take care of my little girl on this trip. And then I'll have somebody to take care of, and I will feel more in control. You see, when we're feeling in control, it makes a big difference in how we feel safe in the world. So, guys, if you didn't get the webinar, if you didn't listen to the webinar, if you weren't on the webinar, if you still want to listen to the webinar, get it. This last one, if you don't understand the importance of coming forward to choose what you want instead of what you have, you will get it from changing the brain through conscious intention. Blah, blah. All right. So, yeah, April Molnar, the psychologist, was with us. And I don't know. I got it in a way I never got it before. So it's still up on, I believe, the homepage. And you're going to want to hear it. All right. If you want to talk to the channel, if you've already pressed it, don't press it again. But if you want to talk to the channel, press 1 and we'll get you in the lineup. So I want to start out today. First of all, let's come together claiming I am and I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. I am the creation of me. I am divine love. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, and so it is. Okay, I want to talk today about this belief, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong, because I've probably done 40, maybe 35 privates this last week. It came up in almost every single one. So this is what they're saying is a universal genetic belief that's been passed down. We're not supposed to be here on this plane being powerful. We don't belong being here creating ourselves. That's on other planes. But this plane is a reactionary plane. So the core belief that we're all sharing is I'm not supposed to be here on earth being powerful and I don't belong here. So in the webinar, we got clear that our thoughts direct the brain. Let me say that again. Your thoughts direct your brain. And your brain and heart in partnership is the electrical signal that you send out. So we have to choose the thought we want in order to redirect and redefine our brains. Most of us are still thinking thoughts we learned from somebody else. So we're coming together to claim right now, I choose and I commit to knowing I am supposed to be here and I belong on this earth as my own powerful creator, living in ease and abundance and health and wealth and success, loving myself and claiming my power. And we invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, so it is. I am divine love. If you don't choose the thought you want, you keep thinking the old thoughts and the brain stays stuck like a record where the needle's stuck, keeps playing the same thoughts over and over and over again, and nothing changes in your life because you're not making any new grooves. You have to say, no, this is what I'm thinking now. This is what I'm committed to now. Otherwise, we keep sending out the same electrical signal, which equals not experiencing your knowing that you are the creation of you, which keeps reiterating to your energy, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. So once you consciously choose how you want to think, what you want to think, what perceptions you want to hold of the world, how you see the world seeing you, how you see yourself, when you consciously choose, this is what I'm going to think about this now, your life starts to change, guys. Otherwise, just living out the same pattern over and over and over and over again. Okay. Again, if you want to talk to the channel, press 1. That's how you get in the lineup. It's different than the webinars. Okay, can I? It's all balanced. Okay, I can go to the calls. Yes. All righty, we're going to start with Brian. Where have you been, my man?
Hey, Dee. I've been around. You know, Sundays I'm usually occupied with other things, but I took the day to stay home and reset and recharge, and really want to start off with a testimony to everything you just said now and everything you've said over the years. Because, you know, I've been doing this work for a long time, and, you know, I've had a lot of struggle, especially with money. And, you know, very recently, and especially in the last couple months, I really just felt into that truth, the truth of everything that you said, the truth of who I am, what I'm capable of, and really feeling into it. And I just started a job, which is, you know, doing something I didn't think I'd, you know, be interested in, but it's in sales, but it's a job that gives me a lot of flexibility with my time so I could follow my bliss and make more money than I've ever made in my life. And I'm just like super stoked right now.
I guess. I don't think it gets much better than that. And are you finding that, are you finding you have joy in doing it now?
Well, let me put it this way. I'm working along people who don't even think about how much money they make. When they're at work, what they focus on is how much fun they're having.
Yep. Did everybody hear that? Did everybody hear? Joy and money, joy and money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joy and health,
they
joy and health.
Yeah. They have joy and the money follows. Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm just so excited to be a part of it.
Yep. Good for you, Brian. I know you've
Thank
been,
you.
you really had to turn around a lot of, if I'm remembering correctly, a lot of religious stuff, too.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
That was
yeah.
confusing you, I guess, would be the highest way.
No, I never really thought of it that way, but I think you're right, yeah.
Good,
so,
good, baby.
Yeah,
is there anything we can help you with today?
All I want to know is, you know, now that I'm, you know, at this level here, I just want to know what else does the channel have for me to keep in mind?
First thing I hear is just keep doing the same thing, because there is a pattern, and this is with most of us, where we do the work and then stuff starts going really well. And we go, oh, stuff's going so well, I don't have to do the work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then stuff starts falling out. And when stuff starts falling out, we go, oh, I better start doing the work again. The conscious living is conscious living, guys. It doesn't ever stop. You don't ever deter from it. You make it a way of life. Okay? And then life just consistently keeps performing for you the way you want it to. All right? I'm not getting anything else, Brian, but just...
I got it.
Okay.
I'm doing that truth.
All right, baby. Love you.
All right.
Thanks for calling
in. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Brian and I go back pretty much to the very beginning of this work. So I'm always happy to hear from him. Rhea in Montana. Hi, honey.
Hi. Good morning. Yes. I am starting a new job tomorrow, just like the other guy. That was a good thing. I do notice that I have self-sabotaged in the past with jobs, and it seems something keeps surfacing, and I'm wondering about this. When I got divorced many years ago, I finally was taking care of me. You know, I was so self-serving to other people, but not to me. And I wasn't there for my three children. And I feel a huge guilt, and somehow that gets wrapped into the job.
Yeah,
and,
okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So tell me, from what you've said, what do you want? What's the complete picture of what you want?
I want a job where I feel fulfilled and I take care of myself financially and also have good relationships with my children.
Well, there you go. You see, you want a job that creates everything that you want. Balance in your life with your children. Great money, happy working conditions, right? So
right.
There's a belief there from before, which, by the way, guilt is an ego trip, so you can let that go. Okay. That in order to get what you want, you have to give up something you want, like time with your kids. It's not true. You get to design your life the way you want it if you believe, and I get that you do know it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, she just gave you a really clear picture of how to do this.
I get
write it. Down, see, just sit down, write down everything you want. And go, I have the thought right now that this is what I'm creating. I'm powerful enough to create it. I'm going to hold my focus. I'm going to feel joy around it. And then it starts creating itself in your life. You got it?
Yes, it does. It really,
okay.
Really does. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Baby. Thank you.
You
bet.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You bet. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling.
I am so happy to be feeling better.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything turned around within about a day and a half.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just would love, I've been balance sending the messenger RNA, directing compassion, love, and joy, and balance and integration. And I just would love to know, you know, what else there is I can bring into alignment to have that freedom and ease in every aspect of my life.
Nothing. You just keep directing that. You're doing,
okay.
you know, and just keep choosing the thoughts you want, not the thoughts
yep.
you've been thinking. Because otherwise your brain, see your brain, they're saying, is literally on the abyss, on the line of, oh, I get it. That's where we're going to go now. Those are the grooves I'm going to make. So you just have to keep doing it consistently. Do you understand,
yep.
Emily? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Hold on. There's something else coming in now. Sheets, first sheet one. Okay. I went over this, but they want me to say it again. If we don't choose the thought that directs the brain, our brain and our heart can't integrate because our heart wants the thought we want to choose. And then the electrical signal that goes out is all muddled. So the universe kind of just goes into, space and can't really work with us. So your heart always tells you the thought you want to choose, the more powerful thought. And then together, the heart and the brain work together to send out that electrical signal. So the signal you're sending out is the right signal now. Kind of the theme of the show already is don't slack off now. Continue doing it, Emily. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a quick question. When you talk about the heart and the brain, and maybe this is just because of having had that stomach flu last weekend, but the gut, is it the gut involved in there too?
Well, the gut responds to your thoughts and your chosen feelings and perceptions.
Okay.
You know, it's like, oh my God, I'm sick in my gut. Okay. What makes us sick in our gut is when we are at odds with ourselves.
Got it.
We literally can't digest ourselves, they're saying.
That makes total sense to me.
Total sense to me, yeah. So let's balance all that, guys, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame and golden light, which neutralizes all but the truth. I am the creation of me. I am divine love. So it is. Awesome. Thank you, Emily.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you bet, baby. I'm glad you're feeling better.
I'm so excited. So excited for you to go to South Africa. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, me too. I'll be writing e-blasts about it for sure. So if you haven't signed up for the e-blast, they're free. You know, do that so you can keep up with whatever I'm doing in South Africa. All right. Thanks, Emily.
Yep.
All right. We be going to Robin in Colorado. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Dee. Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here with you guys.
Fabulous.
What's up? I am. I'm fabulous and wonderful and magnificent and very sexy. Thank you.
Indeed you are. Indeed you are. So, hey, I just came home from the gym because I threw my back out after having tennis elbow, after having knee surgery and breaking up with my boyfriend. What am I creating here?
A lot of victimness.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Well, you're sabotaging yourself.
Because I'm feeling powerful. It's interesting.
You are feeling powerful, and there's a part of you that's going, you have to pay for that.
Oh.
You have to pay for it. You have to pull it back. You have to lessen it. So, you know, Robin, you're being very powerful in creating sabotage against your body, aren't you?
Wow, yes, clearly.
Okay. So what do you want to be powerful in?
Moving forward and creating my life with joy, love, and compassion.
Okay, so when I'm powerful, I feel great. That's pretty much all you have to say. Mm-hmm. When I am powerful and the most powerful I can be, I feel great. My body feels great. Everything is easy. That's, again, guys, you know, let's come together to claim we're safe in this world. We are safe in this world to be the powerful forces of creation that we are. You don't have to pay for it in any way, which is a little bit of what Emily was, I think it was Emily, talking about, or maybe it was Rhea. Oh, okay. Anyway, you see, she had to give up time with her family.
Yeah.
In order for her to create and do this job that she wanted to do that paid her so well, she had to exchange time with her family. You're exchanging the wellness of your body, creating all these little things. And if you don't turn that around, it's the possibility is that you will create bigger things.
Hmm. Well, that can't happen.
Well, so what do we want? The more powerful I am, the healthier and the easier my life is.
Yeah.
That's the thought. That's the chosen thought that you want to keep now, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, darling. Yep. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Wow. 2 weeks in a row. What's up, Kirk?
Hey, Dee. Just a little testimonial about the webinar. It was amazing, and it was one of the most beautifully layered, like question to question to question, how it built upon itself.
Yeah.
And it was incredibly powerful.
Did you just get why we have to consciously choose our thoughts in a whole different way?
Oh, no, I did, and it came into I utilized it the next day with great efficiency.
Great, Kirk.
I went to see a replacement car, and it just seemed like, wow, I can't believe all of this in one package, and yet I didn't quite bite, and there was a minor amount of pressure to commit. So on the way home, I was saying, boy, I wish there was somebody I could call to get a definitive answer. And I said, I know. I do know.
There you go.
It feels so good to know. And I did that for a couple of miles, and all of a sudden it came in clearly exactly why the car wasn't a match. And it was crystal clear, and I was completely calm.
Yep. Yeah, I get a yes on all of that. Okay, did everybody hear what he said? He had to claim, I know, and then he got clear, and then the information came in. Most of us are going, well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what the decision to make, and I don't know who to trust, and I'm waiting for the guides to tell me. You know, none of that's going to bring it in, guys. Your subconscious and your brain can't answer to that. They can only answer in matching you not knowing. So good for you, Kirk. Thanks for calling in. And the more you do that with money, the more your money's going to open up, they're saying. I know. I'm clear. And again, slow down. So there's something about you giving yourself up for others. I believe I answered that in your email about the webinar. Yeah, that you feel like you have to put others first. And guys, we've gone over that and over that and over that. That's old, old, old religious teaching. You have to put yourself first so that you have even more to share with the world. So there's that, and then you've got kind of an addendum, Kirk, where you, in order, well, in order for you to be powerful, sorry, they're sending me so much information, I've got to just take a few moments to decipher it. Remember, we talked about trading time with kids for our power in what we want, and trading the wellness of our body in creating what we want. Okay, you're trading money, and it's elusive. You're trading money so that you can get what you want. Okay, so in other words, you don't know what your stuff's worth, or you're afraid that people won't agree that your stuff is worth that much. And so there's this constant yin-yang going on when you put your art out to people. It's like, I really need to claim my worth for my talent, and I don't feel like you guys get my self-worth, and so I'm angry is not the right word. They're giving me the word miffed. Do you know what the word I'm miffed.
Yep.
Okay, that you get miffed at the people that are looking to buy your work because you're not stepping up to owning how much it's worth. Dear God, did you follow that?
Yes. Miffed at the one who want to undervalue it, and that has to do with me.
Absolutely. It's like me being pissed off at all the actors and or the directors and producers that don't hire me, while I'm going, okay, I'm not worth what you might pay for me. And then I don't get the job because I go in with this kind of, the highest word I'm hearing is defensive energy. So you want to, yeah, okay, good. Good, because we've needed to get to this. So, you know, what your conscious thoughts are, I know my worth. I know my worth, and I joyfully acknowledge that everybody else knows my worth. And I love selling to people who know my worth. You see, Kirk, don't throw your pearls before swine. Call in the people that are going to get your worth and sell to them instead of trying to turn the other people around. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. That's everything. Okay. And this was for everybody. So I hope everybody was listening and adapting this to what your question is. We got to balance this, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. I am the creation of me, and I am divine love, and so it is. Wow! Thank you for that. I needed that. Thanks, Kirk.
Thanks. And for everybody.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I cut you off, baby. Jereen in South Dakota.
Yes.
Hi, honey.
Oh, I was looking. Hi, honey. Yep. I was looking for some guidance. I've been doing the love and compassion, but my husband's got some back pain and numbness in his left leg, and I just wondering.
Well, he's not doing it.
Oh, he's not doing it. Okay. Okay.
Well, it's his leg.
Right, right. I mentioned it. Okay. So
okay.
I'll stress that a little bit more. I don't know. Does he need... Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. Does he need, he always tends to think he's going to need surgery, so, but I think he needs like a chiropractor or something.
I get a yes on that. I get a
yes on the chiropractor.
Yes or an osteopath.
Okay. Yep. You like those osteopaths. Okay.
Well, my osteopath, well, and my chiropractor, you know, they do similar work, but in very different ways. And I get that his is a lot muscular.
Good.
Something's out, but it has affected him. I'm not a doctor, guys. So
I know.
So an osteopath works on, he's a licensed doctor. He works internally on muscles and organs and bones. They kind of do it all. And I'm thinking a chiropractor definitely will help him.
Okay.
But an osteopath might work on more areas that would help him faster. Okay.
Okay. Chiropractor will help.
All right. So hold on. There's something else.
Okay.
Seats.
Yeah.
But give me a song, please.
Please, please help.
Help, I need somebody. Okay, Jereen.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't get, you do, but he just doesn't quite get yet that he is the one that's going to help himself the most.
Yes.
That he is the creation of himself. Okay, now they're giving me a core belief. I don't know. This must be important for all of us because usually if it's about somebody else in the family, we don't spend this much time. Hold on. Here, here, here. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. So what is he trying to leave right now because he feels like he's not good enough?
I don't know if it's work or just life.
No, it's definitely work, which represents a lot in his life. So if I hurt my leg, I can't work, can I? Instead of saying specifically what he wants about his work. And if it's retirement, I retire easily with more than enough money, totally supported in my retirement, joyful in my retirement. Okay, which is... a place that a lot of us are. I just had a huge meeting with all my insurance people. They said, my God, Dee, you're fine. Why don't you retire? And I went, what does that mean? You know, that's my definition of retirement is creating even more and more and more balance in my life. But I don't want to stop doing this. My God, getting together with you guys on Sunday couldn't pay me enough not to do this, right? Don't want to stop acting. Not ready. Not ready to make that choice. And some people are. And we have to give ourselves permission to follow that power that we want. Okay, Jereen?
Right. I think he'd like to have somebody else do it. And then he called that retirement.
Yeah. He wants somebody else to heal him, too.
Okay.
But isn't that what we're all doing? I'm waiting for the guides. I'm waiting for the angels. I'm waiting for a sign from God. Well, they're all waiting for you.
Okay. Yeah.
We have to choose. We have to commit. Okay? All right.
Yeah, I got one other. Can I ask one other question?
Yes, quickly.
Oh, fluoride. I got dizzy. Is it the fluoride in my new toothpaste?
No, it's more your inner ear. When's the last time? Sorry, when's the last time you had your ears cleaned?
Oh, it's been years. So.
Yeah, well, you might have somebody take a look at that.
Okay.
Or
thank you.
Get that Debrox stuff, or flush it
I've
out.
Got some.
Okay. All right.
I got it. I got it. I listen to you. Love you. Bye.
I love you too, honey. Bye. We get into the weirdest shit on this show. Okay. Sandy in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I get into the queue and think I have know exactly what I want to ask, and then everybody's stuff just then more comes up. But I think for right now, first working and listening to your calls, and instead of because I've had some health issues for the last few years, but when I stopped focusing on being sick and started focusing more on I'm healing, I've really turned a corner. So thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, the channel would like to now invite you to start claiming and focusing, I feel great. I feel healthy. I feel full of energy. I love feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you that might be newer to the show, we are not telling you to lie to yourselves. We are telling you to choose the thoughts and the statements that will direct your brain to help you bring about health or whatever else you want. Okay, Sandy, you got that difference?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the main thing right now is everything that I've built and business-wise and so forth, I'm struggling, if that's the current word I'll use, that I love what I do because I do energy work. However, there's a new way of doing it, but because I know I what I don't want is sitting in front of the computer all the time. And
okay, but
I love,
so tell me what you want.
What I want, be able to bring my work out, and I keep going back to the age of 12 when.
No, I just want you to tell me what you want, Sandy. Tell me what you want. You see how you started and then you deferred back to something else? That's losing focus. And when we lose focus, we lose part of the creation process. Tell me what you want. You want to do your job? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Tell me what you want.
What I want to continue to do my energy work, and I want to find a new way of doing it, and that I can reach so many, but I want to be more active while I'm doing it.
Okay, so I am doing my amazing energy work, reaching hundreds of people in a really active, joyful way. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay. Then write it down, claim it, do the breathing exercise with it. Again, guys, those of you that are dealing with any kind of physical issue, they have proven breathing exercise to some degree creates health and wellness around any subject that these doctors were working with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so energy is a part of a physical thing. Start saying, I am filled with joyful energy. I have so much energy, you know, I just can take on the world in a balanced way because it's all about balance, all right? But guys...
Yeah.
Sit down, write out everything I want. I want this. I want health. I want more time with my family. I want more money. And then as soon as you write down everything you want, on the column over, go, I am, or I have, or I am creating now. Those are the thoughts you want to direct yourself to own. Okay, baby? Thank you,
okay,
Sandy.
Thank you.
That
okay.
gave everybody a lot of clarity. Thank you. All right, Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hello, Dee. I was on the webinar this week, and it was great. And,
awesome.
I wanted to give a quick note to our community. Try not to use your phone and your computer at the same time on the webinar, because that's what caused the technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I didn't know my computer was on. That was bad. I would like the channel to direct me again. I'm still needing a little more clarity about grief. I went through a lot of loss very quickly, and I want to get back to my joyful presence. I want to get
yes,
back
but
to
Jennifer,
the person.
They're saying you want to get back to your joyful person, and yet you keep asking about grief.
Right.
That thought is telling your brain, stay focused on the grief.
Okay.
Okay. Have you grieved?
Yeah, I think I have. The odd part is that I, you know, like this morning, some mornings I wake up and the day gets going and I'm great. This morning I woke up crying.
Okay, why?
I just felt a deep sadness, and I
okay, then
quickly
what you...
redirected my day.
Okay.
But, you know, and I went out and started shoveling snow, which doesn't sound fun to most, but I kind of like it. So
it's meditative.
Right. So it snapped
okay.
me out of it.
Okay. So you turned it around.
I turned it around. I'd love to stop waking up with that. It doesn't happen every day. I would love to wake up without that deep sadness.
Okay, so you want to wake up with what?
Joy.
You haven't directed that.
Okay.
I wake up every morning at peace and in joy. And a really good time to do that is the night before. Now,
right.
There's also, why is there guilt? Why do you have guilt? Which, by the way, anytime anybody dies, we both have guilt and we have relief. And a lot of us feel guilty about feeling the relief.
Right. I don't feel guilt with my parents. I feel like I did all that I could to help them through their transition, through their journey.
That's a true statement.
Yeah.
So what do you feel guilty?
I feel guilty about my dog.
Yeah, okay. I'm laughing because they're showing me this little dog going, dude, of all people, we know when we're supposed to leave. We have no attachment here, right? And
right.
Like, you see, we know we can't create for another person because animals are dependent on us. We believe we can create for them. Not true. Not
okay.
true. They leave.
Not true.
They leave when they're supposed to leave. Nothing leaves without choice.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Same with people. They leave when they want to.
Yes. You bet.
Okay. I mean, my mother did, for sure.
Everybody, even somebody that's an hour old.
Wow.
Leaves
okay.
with choice. As according to what I know and understand from my channel, which I have never known to be wrong. I can stand behind that statement 100%.
Okay.
Okay. So this is kind of weird even for this show, but I think your dog's here and your dog wants to know when you're getting another dog.
Right. I keep hearing that, too. I mean,
that's why it came up. So go get another dog. Your dog wants you to get another dog. And you know his energy. Is it a he dog?
A he dog, yes.
Yeah.
Very, very active.
Yeah, his energy is staying with you, but he would sure like somebody to play with.
He was the greatest little dog. So, okay.
All right, so ask him to bring in another great little dog. You're going to be a lot happier.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. I like having a dog. Okay.
Oh, me too. Makes all the difference in my day, my doggy. All right, love you, sweetheart. Okay, we're going to Bethany in California.
Yay! Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, I am resonating with all these calls so much. It's incredible. And
isn't it great, Bethany?
God, I can't believe it. The artist Kirk and the woman that was just on the line. I too woke up feeling really heavy this morning, and it's raining up here, and I can't wait to go for a walk in the rain. So, I would just love to know what the channel has to say about me starting to write again.
Why the hell haven't you done it already is the first thing I heard.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what are you waiting for?
Yeah,
see, you're just in your way. So I am a writer. And I'm joyful and sexy when I write. That's an important part for you to join the sexuality with your writing. Do you know what that's about?
Not really.
Well, if you think of feeling sexual with a partner, okay, we're going to the word passionate now. You can't be passionate about what you're writing till you start to write it.
Got it.
Okay, it's like, just do it. They're showing me a Nike shoe, right? Just do it.
Great.
In order for you to, you know, it's they're throwing shit at me
juicy
so fast today. It's like you don't want to call yourself a writer until you write, but you've got to call yourself a writer in order to write. Okay?
I'm getting the word juicy.
Yeah, you know what is on the switchboard that Stephen puts up under my name? Juicy Fruity Mama.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. The juiciest, fruitiest, I don't know, that came in on some show or some seminar or something, and that's been my moniker ever since. So, yeah. Writing is juicy. Creating is juicy. Feel into that, Bethany.
Woo.
Okay?
Woo.
All right. Thanks, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Hey, Dee, it came from Salita, New Jersey.
Oh, Salita. Salita, I know you listen all the time. You should call in sometime, dude. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Thanks, Stephen, for that. Yeah. back in Pennsylvania when we all got together and I don't know. I spoke somewhere. Lori in Washington, you're on.
Hi, thank you. I didn't think I would get to be. I really get a lot from your shows. I want you to know that.
Thank you, baby.
And anyways, good morning. And I was wondering, really, I just am stuck. And I was wondering, what's my block that's preventing me from being passionate about any of my ideas?
Okay, Lori, you're not stuck. Your thought that you're stuck is keeping you stuck.
Okay.
Okay, so I know, I take action. I'm passionate about everything I know I want to do. Now, the biggest thing is... your fear that it's not going to work out.
That's true.
So you just don't start. If we're in fear that something's not going to work out, we don't even take the steps to start it. But you have to take the steps to start it and commit to it, guys. I talk about committing all the time. Commit to what you want to do, and then the universe can come in and work with you and figure out things for you and send you ideas and introduce you to people. And I mean, stuff will happen that in your wildest dreams you go, wow, I never thought it would work out this way, and here it is. Okay, so,
okay,
I know my dreams work out.
I know
that what I want to do always works out for me.
Okay.
And this is something you consistently want to focus on now. Okay?
Okay. Okay, and that's like for relationships or partnerships?
Everything.
It's just I know it's going to work out.
Yep. It is working out.
It is working out.
Yep. I know.
Everything I want is
working out right now. Put that right now on there because we don't want anything in the future. We want to create right now. Okay,
exactly.
Baby?
Okay. Thank you so much. And I love you.
I love you too, Miss Lori. Thank you. All right, Michael. I think I'm going to get you on here. There you go.
Yes.
What's up, dude?
I'd like to improve my focus.
Okay, there's something pulling your focus. Hold on. Sheets. But give me a song, darling.
In the Garden.
In the Garden. Okay. Can you mute me on your computer, please, so I don't get all the feedback? Thank you. See, I can't keep hearing myself, Michael, and stay in the channel at the same time.
Got it.
Okay, hold on. In the Garden. I'm putting this together with a core belief. Okay. This page here, here. Okay, what keeps pulling your focus is this battle between your intellect and your heart. Because it keeps throwing you off balance of masculine and feminine and child energy. And those are the things that have to be in balance in order to create. So what happens is your heart gives you a clear signal and then your mind comes in to doubt and question it. And that keeps you from knowing, and it makes you keep shifting your focus. Do you understand?
Oh, totally. Yeah, the movie I was going to say is Metropolis, the 1926 version.
Yeah.
And that movie says exactly that.
Yes, it does. Good for you that you put it together. So what do you want then? You know, I listen to my heart. And I direct my mind to follow my heart's desires. I know. And then you call in the universe and God and everybody you work with. Say, come on, partner with me in this. Because I know what I want. I'm holding the focus on what I want. And now we're going to create it. We are creating it. In this moment of now, we're creating this. Okay?
Got it.
Because otherwise you're waiting. Whoa. What was that?
That was joy.
Oh, okay.
I have clarity now. I have focus.
Okay.
This is good. Woo. This is a good thing. It's something to celebrate.
Okay, good, Michael. So we're all doing a woohoo and a yippee, and that goes... For all of us, your heart, take your mind's direction and your choices from your heart. Choose to think thoughts that support that train the brain to send out that signal, and then everything's working as it should. All righty. Thanks for that. What a great wrap-up there. Thank you, darling. Okay. I wish you well. All right, guys, we're going to balance everything we just went through, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am the creation of me. I am divine love. They want you to know that every single person that was on this call, or anyone who will ever listen to this call, got your answer today. So go back and listen to the show and go, if you don't think you got your answer, you did. Am I doing this? Go to the next call. Am I doing this? Because it was a pretty complete show about the creation process and how to stay in it. All right, people I love, hold good, fabulous light thoughts for me as I make this trek to beautiful South Africa. And let's join together until we meet again. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.